Let's get into the entertainment report, the Big Show entertainment report with Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jayden.
Good morning, PT.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Someone who's not, although not going to be charged, is Nadia Bartel. Boy, she's lost a lot of income, but as I said, not going to be charged by police.
No, she's not. And the reason for that, pretty much basically, is that based on the video from that private gathering that went around just over a week or so ago, police have really been unable to determine what exactly that white powder she was snorting actually was. So while they have nabbed her for breaching the Chief Health Officer's restrictions by attending that gathering, they are simply unable to take any further action regarding the possible drug use, which, to be fair, it could have been anything. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But what I do know is that this outcome, it's a lot better for Nadia, both professionally and personally. She has lost a couple of endorsement deals already, but there are still more that she has to her name. And this outcome sort of really means that she has much of a better chance of clinging on to those remaining endorsement deals and also sort of saving, I guess, any further battering of her image and her brand. As I've been saying all week, I do still think that she does need to be a little bit more transparent about what actually happened last week. I don't think that statement's going to make everything go away.
Not at all, and it was icing sugar, totally icing sugar. Britney Spears is about to get her freedom.
Yes, well, she's well and truly on the path to freedom anyway. About a week or so ago, her lawyer asked the court in the US to remove her father as her guardian if he didn't step down by a September 29 deadline, a court date that was looming. And earlier this week, he did that. He's now filed the paperwork to end that particular arrangement. So now it's up to the judge to decide as to whether or not that arrangement continues and if Britney can take over or regain control of her personal life and all of her finances. And there is a but, her father has made it quite clear and indicated that he does want something in return for all of this ending in the realm of compensation. And I would suspect probably some other benefits too, like maybe not being able to be pursued for any further charges or anything like that down the track. But look, she is on the path to freedom, but there's a little bit more water to go under the bridge just yet.
Jamie, in control to the very end. It's a sad state of affairs, but anyway, Britney might have some freedom soon. Speaking of good news, we like good news, and it comes in the form of baby cuteness. And former Hawthorn Premiership player Josh Gibson and girlfriend have welcomed their first child. So cute.
It is indeed. They're sort of Ballarat's new glamour couple at the moment. A baby boy they welcomed earlier in the week. Brody Des Gibson is the name of that little bub, born at the private hospital St John of God in town on Monday, September 6, which for any Hawks fans like myself will know that Josh wore Gibbo, he wore number 6 on the football field. So as he has said, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. But look, you know, his dad's a great bloke, they're a great team together by all accounts, and certainly, he was very certainly talented on the football field and playing again in Ballarat. So I suspect that little bub might be equally as talented as his father.
I wonder if they named it 6. Stranger things, just saying.
Well, yeah, Brody, Des, maybe they can add the 6 later on or something. I don't know.
Always great to catch up. Take care of yourself. Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane with the Big Show Entertainment Report. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
Pleasure. Thanks, PJ. Holidays.